Wakey, wakey, Baba. Remember, we were going to wake up early in the morning today.
Come on.
So breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Rehan Ali wakes up bright and early for school. This year, he's starting year two at primary school. At 7 years old, mum and dad are already concerned about giving him the best possible education. His mum, Evelyn Ali, says they want to send Rehan to a private school.
Especially in the public school that he's going now, and it's showing me exactly what I knew was going to show me, which is it doesn't have the extracurricular activities. Even subjects are very limited. For Rehan, it can be a little bit hard to make friends because he wants to do his soft play, like, you know, sensitive things. And then you have kids who are boys just being boys, you know what I mean? But, like, maybe if he goes to a private school, he'll have a peer group that can sort of, he can relate to.
But the cost of a private education is a prohibitive factor for the parents and for many others. The Ali family are members of the Australian Scholarship Group. It's a network in which members pay towards their children's education in instalments. But they've decided to wait and see how he goes in the public system before deciding if he will go to a private high school.
I think for primary school, we'll stick with the public school. And review that once he's like year five or six or something, yeah, to see. Because whilst private school, I would be the ideal thing that we would love to get him into if our financial situation was different. But there are selective schools as well that can sort of cater both worlds in a better balance. So we're still open-minded towards that private school. But at the moment, like, Rehan's starting year two. So how is he with his studies is not known to us yet.
According to research by ASG, the cost of schooling has jumped 61% since 2008. In the same period, wages grew by 34%. The same survey revealed many families could spend more than $500,000 privately educating each child born in 2018. Chris Hawkins is the CEO of the group.
Our parents who have responded to the survey have indicated that the predominantly school fees has been the main driver behind that increase. However, the incidental costs that go hand in hand with sending a child to school have also increased over that period.
But the Independent Schools Association, however, refutes the data. Its own statistics, collected nationally from all independent schools in 2016, showed a median $6,000 fee per student in Sydney per year, Australia's most expensive city for education. Dr. Jeff Newcomb is the chief executive of the Association of Independent Schools in New South Wales.
They tend to focus just on the fees charged at the schools who have the higher fee levels and totally ignore the fee levels of our sector generally. I think we've got something like 70% of our schools charge less than $10,000, and so there'd be no way in the world that it would cost, you know, the $500,000 over the life of the child's education to educate in an independent school. So the fees generally, with the exception of the top 11% of schools, range, you know, from somewhere from $12,000 a year way down to $3,000 a year. So I'm not, you know, they seem to think that they'll scare parents into wanting to invest with them.
Dr. Newcomb says if parents want to send their children to a private school, there are many other options available to pay for their children's schooling.
Our advice to parents, of course, is to speak to the school. The school allows people to pay fees, you know, fortnightly. They certainly look at parents with financial difficulties, and, you know, the banks also are available to parents to assist them to do some financial planning for the future.
The Greens say public schools should be the gold standard and parents should not be pressured into a private school education. It comes as the Australian Bureau of Statistics reveals a reversal in a long-time trend toward private education. 2015 was the first time in 40 years that saw an increase in the proportion of families choosing public high schools. And it's a trend that continued in 2016. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.